An Appeal to the Youth, Chapter 6, Newport, New Hampshire, October 4, 1859. My dear Henry, my heart has been pained to witness the movements of an unfortunate child without a mind. His skin is fair, his features good, but he has no intellect. Dear Henry, how thankful I felt to the Lord that my dear boys were blessed with intellect. I would not have you, my Henry, like that poor boy, for a house full of gold. How thankful should you be that the Lord has blessed you with quite good health and with your reason. If you only take a noble, manly course, you will make our hearts glad. Our dear children are precious jewels to us. We dedicated you to God as soon as you were born. We prayed earnestly from your earliest infancy for you, that your dispositions would be tempered. We wept for you when you, dear Henry, lay an unconscious babe in our arms. We plead with the Lord to put within you a right spirit, to lead you to his own fold. And now our greatest anxiety is for you. We love you, we want you saved. We want your conduct to be right, governed by a sense of duty. And you have a principle, a determination of your own, that you will do right. Not because you are obliged to, but because you love to. For in right doing there is no sting, no self-reproach, no self-condemnation, but a pleasing consciousness of right doing. Dear Henry, acquaint yourself with your own faults. You know where you err, and you are getting to be of that age that you should not depend wholly on us to tell you that you should not do this or that, but study before you move. Ask yourself, is this right? Will it lead to evil? Will it lead to unfaithfulness? Will it lead to deception or falsehood? Shall I feel just as happy after I do this as before? You can, by thus considering, often decide yourself what right is. Do nothing that you would not wish us to know. We shall not be unreasonable. You may, my dear boy, open your whole heart to us, and you need conceal nothing from us. Who are so well calculated to direct or counsel you aright as your parents? Your interest and welfare is certainly dearer to them than it could be to any others. It is their study how to make you happy and teach you the ways of the Lord. Trust your parents ever with your heart's secrets, and they will tenderly counsel you. I must close. Be faithful, be kind, be obedient. Love the dear Savior. Your affectionate mother.